to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we try to move into a greener future, colleges and universities are also making the transition. Denise McCann, assistant professor of engineering at Smith College, discusses how they are becoming climate neutral.
In 2006, the American College and University President's Climate Commitment was drafted. This commitment requires tangible progress toward achieving climate neutrality as soon as possible. By July 2010, 673 colleges and universities had committed to this mammoth effort. At Smith, with our fabulous New England weather, approximately half of our carbon footprint stems from our heating needs. To be carbon neutral, Smith needed not just to quantify how much energy it consumes, but how much it can reasonably reduce. But we hit a triple whammy. First, as for many schools, there are few energy or gas meters installed on individual buildings. Rather, we have one main meter for the entire campus, which does not provide accurate data for the variety of buildings we have. Second, our buildings have great architectural significance to our community, and alterations are not easily made. Third, many of these buildings are old, uninsulated, and poorly sealed. Given that so many colleges, universities, and even cities are in a similar situation, we realized there was great need to simultaneously estimate current building heating needs and the feasibility of retrofits in a way that is applicable to all campuses. To that end, a fantastic group of Smith Engineering students have developed these methods and are now experimentally validating them. While carbon emissions forecasting is typically the domain of planners and policymakers, our research can inform institutional decision-making relative to investments in renewable energy, facilities management, and the purchase of carbon offsets to further reduce our carbon footprint.
That was Smith College's Denise McCann. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Energy, we gotta stop using you.